Hi, friends. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, recording this on Wednesday morning, a little before lunchtime. What are we? May 17th. Wednesday morning, May 17th. Hope this finds you in a good place. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. This edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast will primarily talk about the National Football League's plans to put a playoff game behind a paywall for the first time in their league history. Before we get to that, let me pay some bills. Actually, these friends pay the bills for you because it allows me to do this podcast for you free of charge. Brandon Legal Group just played in Todd Wright Tour 42, provided my first place prizes won by the Ventura brothers from the Yankees and Tarpons, who support my tournaments as well. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson, but I would like to tell you that they offer what they like to call full service. Full service can mean family law. Full service can mean post-judgment. Full service can mean divorce. If you have any sort of legal need, and I hope you don't, and they hope you don't, but if you'd like to know if full service covers what you need, they do offer a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 813-902-3576. If you want a personal touch, knowing a name who knows me, who will know that you listen to me and why you're calling, you are free to ask for Sean Storch and tell him you are a listener of mine. Sean knows me very well, and Sean will take it from there as far as your consultation. 813-902-3576, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. West Chase Golf Club in Tampa will host the first event of the 2023-2024 golf season on the Todd Wright Tour. They have hosted at least one annual event for, I think now, 7 of the 8 previous years of the Todd Wright Tour, and we are going on year 9, and they will host in October, Todd Wright Tour 43. Thank you, Jared Atkinson, Daryl Spelich, and the staff of West Chase Golf Club for always making me feel at home. They are a public golf property. For those of you who think they are semi-private or private, you are wrong. They are a public golf course. And you can find tee times online at westchasegc.com. And they offer annual passes where you will pay one amount and never pay to hit a golf ball for that entire year at the property. You will not pay for range balls. You will not pay to play the course. You will not pay to take a cart to play the course. That is better than most memberships at semi-private and private golf clubs. It is the hole-in-one annual pass. And if you pay up front, it's $3,600, and you will not pay 1 cent to hit a golf ball for the next 12 months. And your guests can play with you for just a cart fee. West Chase Golf Club, visit westchasegc.com. My Instagram with a ton of thank yous and photos from sold out Todd Wright Tour 42 at Lake Javita on Monday. My Instagram is at ToddWright2121. My Twitter is at ToddWright2121. Or we can be friends on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, as long as you don't ask me to like additional pages from you. Then we have a hard time staying friends. I apologize in advance. Quick thank yous for all my players, many new players, so many that have been with me now for a long time as well. It was a good mix of new and veteran Todd Wright Tour players with our first ever event at Lake Javita. I have loved the Lake Javita property and specifically the North Course for a long time. I have tried to get them to talk to me, to host a golf tournament for just about as long. It finally got done, and it was really well done. And I think all my players had a really good time. We went with a limited field, a two-person scramble, which is one of my favorite formats because there's a checks and balances system with the other twosome playing with you, so I have markers to monitor. Everything was done with integrity. Even our big winner in our reward challenge on 17 had not only me, but five other witnesses to a 49-foot birdie bomb that won the Columbia Restaurant gift package that we had for that particular reward challenge. It was a great day. Congrats to the Ventura brothers on first place, Guns and Hoses for second place, winning a three-way tiebreaker that also included Kabbalah and Wilner, veterans of the Todd Wright Tour and good players. And Thomas P. Sports Bar and Patio in Citrus Park, longtime supporter of my events, came out to play, tied for second, and Ryan M. won the reward challenge on 17, generating some funny back and forth traffic with his other golf buddies on Facebook when I posted a congratulatory picture or two. It was a good day. Mark is the head golf professional at Lake Geveda, and I thank him for his professionalism and being out in front of what I needed and how well done this tournament was for the things that I needed done. We kept it simple, and Jeff Hageman and Design Craft Kitchen and Bath providing Callaway golf balls, a dozen, for every player in the field. I had never been able to do that. And Jeff, you have played in, I don't know, 30-ish of the 42 tournaments, and you offering to do this via Design Craft Kitchen and Bath is just awesome. So I now take summer break from hosting golf tournaments. I'm going to play West Chase next week with Mike Lenz from Papa John's and Joey DiPompo from Tampa Bay Downs Golf. And who knows who the fourth might be. You want to be the fourth? Email me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Yeah, I get to play a little bit, use my Disney annual pass a little bit more, spend more time with Carrie. And we'll be back in October with Todd Wright Tour 43 at West Chase, and I hope Lake Geveda invites us back. The Todd Wright Tour has hosted at Walt Disney World, at Black Diamond, at Buckhorn Springs, on the Copperhead Course at Innisbrook, at Lake Geveda, at River Hall, just outside of Fort Myers. We have quite a footprint, and it just continues to grow. If you run a golf property in the greater Tampa Bay area or within, I don't know, a two-hour-ish drive of Tampa, and you'd like to host one of my golf events in 2024, I'd love to talk to you. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Okay, enough on golf for now. Also, can I just say I was very amused when I heard recently a list of things that people returned at Costco. I'm not a Costco member because Costco doesn't really benefit me from a membership standpoint as a single person living alone, because most of what you buy there, you buy in bulk. And I don't need to buy bulk of anything necessarily. Now, the Kirkland golf balls are very nice. But that all said, I guess the membership keeps a record of everything you buy. So there's no guesswork when you take something back. And apparently you can take just about anything back. I mean, I've had success at big box stores taking stuff back. I've been turned away here or there, but I guess at Costco very rarely do they turn you away, because they can see you bought it from them and they know when you bought it. So even if it's patio furniture from 4+ years ago or a grill from even longer, apparently they take it back and they give you your money back you just go home and you buy the same thing with the updated model. I don't know. But I thought it was funny, of the list of things that people had returned at Costco, one of them was a person returned a book that they read. They admitted to reading the whole book, brought the book back because they didn't like the ending of the book, and they were refunded their money for that book. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying I like the story. I think that story has a more interesting ending than apparently the person who bought the book thought of the actual ending of the book. So, yeah. I mean, I go to major motion picture releases at a wonderful place called the CMX Cobb Cine Bistro in Hyde Park in Tampa. Just went for Guardians 3. I've seen so many movies there over the past 5 years. The cleanliness and customer service is superior to any other theater experience I can find. And I have complimented the staff and the GM as much. I may ask him if he's ever had someone leaving the movie who asked for their money back because they didn't like the ending of the movie. Knowing him, he might have given them a ticket to come back and see something else because he's that good. But I'm going to find out. Anyway, just a trivial Costco story. Let's talk about the NFL going pay-per-view. There's a backlash on this. There's conversation on this. I think it's just, you know, it's the new conversation since we're already 1 year down the road of Amazon buying the Thursday night package. By the way, the Black Friday game that they should have done last year, I don't know why they waited. Well, because the U.S. was playing a World Cup game that day. So what? So what? Give me a football game. Give me a frickin' football game. I'm not watching a soccer game. The football game's ratings would have been higher than that soccer game was. I saw the ratings. As a matter of fact, the next day, the Michigan-Ohio State ratings were higher. So I don't know why Amazon waited. But I love that the Black Friday game, for those of you who still complain or who still protest Thursday night football on Amazon saying, no, I'm not paying, quote, I'm not paying for football. The Black Friday game this year will be free. You won't have to pay for it via Amazon Prime. You will be able to watch it for free. That specific game, that Friday. It's like a 3 o'clock game between, I believe, the Jets and the Dolphins. I thought it was interesting. The Thanksgiving lineup is all NFC teams. NFC. Right down the line. Then two AFC teams on Black Friday. So, Peacock, a streaming service from NBC Universal that many of you are probably familiar with, will have the Saturday night wild card game of what they have started calling Super Wild Card Weekend in recent years. It will be the, unless anything changes, it will be the first NFL game that will not be available via over-the-air network or a cable provider, although I believe, right, the ESPN Monday game last year, if you want to split hairs, was that also on ABC? I believe it was, the Cowboys destroying the Buccaneers and sending Tom Brady into retirement. Still, the Saturday night wild card game will be the first not on network television and not on cable television. It will be streaming on Peacock. Now, let me praise the Peacock service because I like it. I like a lot of things about it. I think it's inexpensive. I think there's a lot there. It's sort of the happy, fun version of Netflix. Netflix has all these murder, horror, dark shit. I'm not saying I don't watch Netflix. If you're going to throw topless Sarah Shahi up there in a sex life show, I'm watching. But I don't watch some of your darker stuff. I did watch the last season of Narcos. It was very well done. And thank you for bringing back Manifest, as I look forward to that in a couple of weeks. But Netflix is dark. Peacock is the opposite. Peacock is a lot of comedy stuff. It's sports. It's the Matthew Berry fantasy show. And obviously, simulcasting Sunday Night Football. To me, you know, Peacock is what I wish ESPN Plus was. Basically, anything you can watch on NBC, you can watch on Peacock. So it allows you to kind of cut the cord. And if something's on NBC, you're going to find it on Peacock. ESPN's not that way. I thought it was when I first got ESPN Plus, and there were games that I thought would be there that weren't. I still needed to have an ESPN cable subscription. So I like Peacock. I think they've done a lot of nice things. I've liked their deal with WWE. I don't watch all WWE, what used to be called a pay-per-view event. You can still, I guess, buy it on pay-per-view via cable. But I watch some of them, and I'm glad they're on Peacock. So this isn't a huge deal to me, but it is to others, and probably the others that have refused to buy Amazon Prime and not pay for the Thursday night package. Here are my questions. So if you didn't look deeper into this, here's how Super Wild Card Weekend now goes. You have two games on Saturday, late afternoon and Saturday night. Then you have three games on Sunday, roughly 1 o'clock Eastern, 4:30 Eastern, and then 8 p.m. Eastern in prime time. And then ESPN has their final Monday Night Football game. That was where the Cowboys beat the Bucks, with Buck and Aikman calling the action last year. So as long as they don't change the windows, here's now how I understand this is going to line up. ESPN will still have the Monday night game. Sunday will be either a CBS or a Fox game at 1. Then whoever doesn't have the 1 o'clock game has the 4 o'clock game, right? So CBS is at 1, Fox is at 4:30. Fox is at 1, CBS is at 4:30. And then NBC is going to have Sunday Night Football on Sunday night, which will also air on Peacock, but also on NBC. Saturday's going to go like this, if I got this right. The 4 o'clock, 4:30-ish game will be on NBC and in addition on Peacock. Then just the primetime game is on Peacock. I'm worried there's going to be too much telethon-like promotion during that Saturday afternoon game, that the only way you can watch the Saturday night game is subscribing to Peacock. That's the only, I don't want to be hit over the head with this, but I think that's what's going to happen. And that's why the NFL is doing it this way. So, you know, they're not putting a CBS game at 4:30 on Saturday and then people get to try to watch the Saturday night game and say, well, I didn't know. And they're not going to make CBS or Fox promote subscriptions on Peacock. So I get that. So they're going to try to give everybody 3+ hours to subscribe to Peacock and do whatever they need to do to watch that Saturday night playoff game. And by the early game being on NBC, it allows that to be more seamless. I'm just worried it's going to be overkill. I really am. My question from the NBC perspective is this. So basically NBC/Peacock is staffing three games in a little over 24 hours. You've got the first playoff game on Saturday, the second playoff game on Saturday, and then the Sunday night playoff game, as I understand it. Is Tirico going to do the Saturday late afternoon game and then jump on a plane and go do the Sunday night game as well? I'm asking. I don't put it past him. I used to work with this guy. He gave me some terrific advice the day I was going on ESPN radio for the first time. He's always been wonderful to me. I don't talk to him on a regular basis. He's too busy. But I love Mike Tirico. I don't put it past Tirico to do the 4:30 game on Saturday, get on a plane, and do the Sunday night game on Super Wildcard weekend. I don't know if Collinsworth is going to want to do that. I don't. I think Collinsworth is just going to do that Sunday night game with Tirico, which means then I guess you have Dungy or Garrett or both join Tirico for the Saturday game. And Tirico can handle a lot of the promotion for Peacock. He's just good that way, right? I'll listen to him doing it more than others. But unless Tirico's going to do the early game on Saturday and the Sunday night game, because, I don't know, is Al going to do one again? Al did a playoff game on NBC last year, even though he was part of the Amazon package for the regular season. So I'm hoping Al is still going to do that. So I don't think Peacock would have any problem with Al Michaels doing the Saturday night game because he did a playoff game for NBC last year. I don't know if Amazon would have a problem with it. But either way, I kind of want to know who's working these games. Because if Tirico isn't doing double duty and Al isn't doing one of the Saturday games, then who is calling an NBC playoff game on Saturday that we're not familiar with? I don't think they're going to let their Saturday night college guys do it, which I believe is Noah Eagle, correct, and Todd Blackledge, which I'm fine with for Saturday night college football. Haven't heard them together yet. Haven't seen how the game's going to look. But I don't know about them doing an NFL playoff game. I don't know. But those are my questions as it relates to the NFL allowing NBC to put a game exclusively on Peacock for the first time in the history of the National Football League playoffs. You got thoughts? Write.todd@yahoo.com. You got golf questions? ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group and West Chase Golf Club. We'll talk to you next time.